Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brandt, who is the curator for exhibitions over at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Tova, this is the time of year for growing lots of things, planting lots of things, and what you've grown is a new exhibit.
That's right, that's right. Springtime usually means some new things to see at the museum.
And this sounds pretty fascinating to me. Church basements and children's homes.
That's right. This is an exhibition that looks at what mission activities Danish American churches were involved in. And what we were first inspired to look into this topic because the museum is located right next door to the site of the Elam Children's Home in Elkhorn. The building is no longer standing, but the site and the gates are still there. And so it was suggested that we take a look at the story of the Elam Children's Home. And looking further into it, we wanted to place that in a wider context of what types of services, missions, and outreach Danish American churches were involved in. And it turned out that there were some really wonderful stories, not only about kind of providing a home for children who needed it, both in Elkhorn as well as Chicago, in Tyler, Minnesota, in Waupaca, Wisconsin, other places, but also reaching out around the world to Japan and India and Nigeria and down in Oklahoma at the Cherokee Nation. So there were some fascinating stories of both the outreach that congregations supported and then the individual missionaries who themselves went to sometimes very far away places, very, very different places from what they would have grown up with.
And, you know, it would seem to me that, okay, we have folks from Denmark coming to America and settling in a new country and all those kinds of things, and yet they're still reaching out to countries around the world.
It's a really interesting thing. And what one thing to consider is that for the Danish church in Denmark, these Danish American churches themselves were seen as mission work, a mission from the home church in Denmark to these new communities in America. And for a lot of churches, that mindset of continuing mission was very important. And so that really comes through in a lot of the records.
You know, now we have interns who come from Denmark to work at the museum. Were there folks who came from those churches in Denmark to work here in Elkhorn?
That's a very good question. There were some pastors especially and some people who were just inspired by some of the mission work in Denmark. Of one example is the story of Abelona Nielsen, who grew up in Denmark, and she heard a presentation by some Danish missionaries who were active in the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma. They had kind of rejuvenated an existing Moravian mission. So a Moravian mission was kind of taken over by Danish Lutherans. And while they were visiting family back in Denmark, Abelone Nielsen, this young woman, heard them talk and was inspired to travel herself as a young single woman to America, learn English, and make her way down to Oklahoma. She became one of the first people to then kind of be the house mother for the children's home there as part of the Oaks Indian Mission. So we do find these amazing stories of people both, you know, growing up in Denmark and in Danish American communities, really feeling a calling to travel great distances to serve other communities.
And what year would that have been? What years would that have been?
That was in the early 1900s. She came over just before the First World War. And a lot of these missions are started in the 1890s, if we're talking about missions in Japan, missions in India, missions in Oklahoma. The 1890s was a time when a lot of those kind of long-time efforts get organized and started.
Mm-hmm. And interesting for me to think about that. You know, it's still lots of challenges to go to many countries for missionaries, but in 1890, 1910, the travel and the communication was just almost non-existent except for letters and that sort of thing, and now look at those kinds of changes.
Exactly. The communication and the connections between the people doing the mission work and kind of staying in touch with their families back home and also with the congregations that were supporting their work. That's one of the reasons why we have such wonderful written documentation is because that was the main way that the missionaries could share what they were doing, who they were serving, what their accomplishments were, and what they needed as more support from the home churches. So a lot of missionaries wrote articles that would be published in Danish and Danish-American magazines and newspapers. Some of them wrote books. We see some of them were truly prolific writers. And these articles and books also become almost adventure travel logs. They become a way that the communities back home can learn a little bit about these places very far away. They learn a little bit about the culture, the geography, the history. And so in that way, we really see that this mission work becomes a two-way window, a two-way cultural exchange, so that Danish-American churches, you know, especially if you're in a fairly rural area, how else are you going to learn about Japan or India or Nigeria? This is one of those ways that they could feel connected and take an interest in and learn about different places in other parts of the world.
So in this exhibit, we'll see some of those documents, some of those books. So what else will we see in this exhibit?
Well, you'll be welcomed by a church basement lady. and that's the church basement part of this exhibition. So many of the actual kind of fundraising activities, learning activities would, of course, taken places in these church basements, and that's where we got the title. And so it was really thanks to women's missionary societies in the Lutheran churches and the Baptist churches and a lot of other congregations that these missionary societies really would organize to raise money, to educate themselves about the mission work. And, of course, that means the church basement ladies in their aprons serving coffee, maybe some Jell-O salad. And so that's really part of the story we wanted to tell as well.
Okay, it goes both ways. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, how long will this exhibit be open?
This will be open through October, so all through the summer and into the fall through October 31st.
So we could come see that while we're at another special event here coming up at the end of May.
That's right. Tivoli Fest is coming soon to Elkhorn and Kimbolton. Memorial Day weekend. Most events, special events, happen on Saturday, May 28th. If you want to come for the parade or the Mill to Mermaid run or come see the museum. And this year especially, we'll have hot air balloons on the museum grounds.
Exciting.
Which will be a really fun thing to see.
Does that mean people can get a ride?
You can buy tickets.
Yes.
There will be a ride at 3 p.m. on Saturday, and tickets are for sale already for a drawing for that ride.
Oh, wonderful. I've just done that one short time, but I recommend it to anybody. It's certainly a different feeling when you get up there, and it's so quiet. Quite an experience. So part of the fun for Tivoli Fest. And, of course, you always have lots of other exhibits that are there at the museum. You have those changing ones, but you always have lots of other exhibits. So just remind us your hours.
We are open every day of the week, Monday through Friday. We're open 9 to 5, Saturday 10 to 5, and Sunday noon to 5. So we're always open until 5 o'clock.
So if you haven't been to Elkhorn, or if you have been to see to the Danish Museum, hey, there's always something new there, and take your friends and go have a little excursion to the Danish Immigrant Museum. We want to thank you very much, Tova Brandt, for visiting with us.
My pleasure.
Tova is the curator for exhibitions at the museum. Until next time, nothing to do with the museum, but just in life in general. You know what dust is? That's mud with the juice squeezed out.